SelenaZito.com is the website to see Selena's writing at the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. We go to a place in Pittsburgh I did not know of before Selena introduces me to it. It is called the Hampton Battery. And here at the Hampton Battery is a remembrance of the Civil War, a Civil War statue, in fact. But around it is the 21st century and its despair. The old Pennsylvania Canal, is that now the homeless camp of Pittsburgh, Selena?
It really is. It started a few weeks ago. There was one tent and then like a couple mattresses, you know, sort of makeshift lean-to places for the homeless set up. Now it's a full-fledged community. When I wrote the story, there was a dozen. When I went by, there were two dozen. I mean, and it's not for lack of services. I think it's really important for people to understand this. This is not because there's no services in Pittsburgh and or Allegheny County. It's because we don't deal with mental health issues, which of course will have led to a lot of our drug problem. People self-medicate. And so these people there, it's mostly men at this one, are high as a kite. I stood there and watched between the homeless camp and the open heroin market at the Hampton Battery. I watched a guy go from the homeless camp, walk a couple blocks down into a residential area, come back with, go on someone's porch, take their patio chair, walk back and sit down in front of his tent. I watched a woman overdose right in front of me. And in between both of these entities is a swimming pool, a city swimming pool that sits unopened. The city says that it is because of a lack of lifeguards. The residents, mostly the ones that live in the commons, a federal housing Section 8 of development, where little kids, majority black, majority in poverty, can't even go for a swim because of the dangers that are face them between walking from their homes to the swimming pool.
Selena, this area of Pittsburgh, you've never seen this overrun with dysfunction before like this. You say there's a housing group there called the Commons.
Yeah.
What has this done to the Commons and the young people who live there?
So first of all, I grew up in this neighborhood. So this is doubly devastating for me to just stand out there for a couple of days and nights and watch this just transpire right in front of my eyes. What we're doing to the young people, and the commons are very beautiful, architecturally interesting, housing, development. And the parents, the ones that, you know, the majority of the ones that care about their children, they're afraid to send their kids outside because it's literally in their backyard.
Pittsburgh has a new mayor. It has energy. It certainly has income because you are the energy center of most of the East Coast of the United States. Is there talk about addressing this? The reason I asked Selena is that this is a story I've walked through for years in San Francisco and Los Angeles and even San Diego. And what I've learned is unless you intervene right away, the camp grows and the public adjust by moving or making new considerations for how they live. Is Pittsburgh aware of this, that the camp you saw aborning is going to be larger and larger unless there's intervention?
Pittsburgh is less hopeful right now. The city does not look good. There's a lot of shuttered businesses. There's a lot of homeless camps throughout the city. There's a lot of drug interaction and trade going on in the city. Crime is up. The police hands are tied. The mayor, if you remember, we had that horrible shooting just a month ago right up the street from this, where all these young kids were at a party in an Airbnb. And last week we had several businesses deciding to close because the south side of city, which is on the other side of the river, has just become overrun with crime and gun violence and drug trade. So, you know, the mayor released a 50-point peace plan or a peace plan. They don't need peace right now. What they need is consequences for your actions. And there seems to be no sort of desire to address it in a meaningful way. We just had the chief of police resign sort of abruptly. He's given no reason, but, you know, if you talk to cops on the street, they'll say, well, you know, his hands are tied. He can't do his job. He's done his time. He's out of here. And that's sort of the problem in this city and cities across the country.
One more detail of living in Keystone State, Western Pennsylvania. We go to the Beaver Supermarket along 3rd Street, the main street of Beaver, Pennsylvania, in search of women's products, baby food, or just everything. Now, there are empty shelves across America. Is this understood as a supply chain, as hoarding? How do you explain the shortage of these things, Selena?
So the tampon shortage is based on the goods, the supply of the goods, and that's caused by people aren't working and or they can't get the cotton in the plastic in. And it not only has that made the price astronomical, it's also made the product unavailable. We literally have a tampon shortage in this country, and I really don't understand how there's not any political will within this White House to address issues that specifically, I mean, it's not as though a woman can avoid this. It's not as though they can wait it out. And so I'm just sort of stunned that the White House has not gotten ahead of this rather than face what is inevitably an outcry within the next week or two.
We're talking about young mothers because this connects to the baby formula shortage as well. It's the same story. How is it happening? We have about a minute. Is there an understanding, because you follow the story very carefully, that there will be a date in which supplies will arrive?
No, there's not a date the supplies will arrive. The industry is in a pinch. If you look at Procter & Gamble and all the other companies that make these products, they're telling you, we don't have them. and that's what we're facing right now.
Selena Zito. She is at selenazito.com. That is her website for her reporting at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, at the Washington Examiner, at the New York Post. This is CBS Eye on the World, and I'm from the Keystone State as well. That's why Selena and I care so much about it. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.